ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Eliezer Eichhorn.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of Art Scroll Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
This year is on Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin. The Mishnah Daf Mem Vava Medalef had brought the Alocha after Bezdin is mechayev a person miso and Bezdin kills him. Lehoyu koyven oisay bekivayis avoysov. Bezdin didn't bury the person in the regular beis hakvaris. Elishtebot ekvaris hay misukanin lebezdin. Bezdin had set aside two special beis hakvaris and one beis hakvaris for those who were killed through Arigen Chanika. The Chayve Arigen, Chayve Chanika were buried in one Beis HaKvaros, and there was a separate Beis HaKvaros set aside for those who were killed with Skila and Sveifa. There was a second Beis HaKvaros for the Chayve Skila and the Chayve Sveifa. And the Gemara asks, Kol Kach Loma, why is it that Bezdin had such a complicated arrangement in burying the Chayve Mises? Why is it that Bezdin didn't bury the Chayve Mises, but Kivrei Saveseim, to bury them in a regular Beis HaKvaros? And the Gemara answers, Lefisha, in Koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, there's a halacha not to bury a Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. And being that we don't want to bury a Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, we don't bury those who are Chayv Mises and Bezdin next to regular people. Therefore, there's a special Beis HaKvaros set up for Chayv Arigen, Chayv Chanika, and a second Beis HaKvaros set up for those who are Chayv Skila and Chayv Sveifa. And the Gemara is Mamshech Kishem Shein Koivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, just like the Zalachan at the bury a Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, who had in the Zalachan at the bury a Rosha Chomer Eitzel Rosha Kal, the Zalachan at the bury a bigger Rosha Eitzel a smaller Rosha. And being that there's a din not to bury a Rasha Chomer Eitzel Rasha Kal, therefore Bezdin didn't bury the Chayve Arigen, Chayve Chanika next to the Chayve Skila and Chayve Sveifa. They set aside two separate Beis HaKvaros. In fact, the Gemara, if there's a din not to be Kaver Rasha Chomer Eitzel Rasha Kal, so why is it that Bezdin is not mesakin four separate Beis HaKvaros, one for Chayve Arigen, one for Chayve Chanika, one for Chayve Skila, one for Chayve Sveifa? And the Gemara answers that Shtebot Ekvaris Gemara Gmiri Lotz Alochel Moishim Yisinai, that there's a din to have two separate Beis HaKvaros and not more, and therefore Bezdin had two separate Beis HaKvaros and one for Chayve Ariga, Chayve Chanika, one for Chayve Skila and Chayve Sreifa. And this Aloch is Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridein Simin Shin Samach Beis, there's a Alocha not to be Kaver Rosh Al Eitzel Tzadik. We see from our Sugi there's a din not to bury a Rosh next to a Tzadik. And this is the Shita of Rav Yishayim that our Sugya doesn't have a Chaylik, and therefore we paskin in Kaivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik, just like we find by Bezdin that Shtebot Tekvaros HaYimusukon in the Bezdin. Only the Shita of the Ramam is Mashmet our Sugya, and the Ramam leaves out the Halacha of in Kaivin Rosha Eitzel Tzadik. The Ramam in Perek Gidal from Luchas Anejim brings the Halacha that Shtebot Tekvaros HaYimusukon in the Bezdin, and one Beis HaKvaros was for the Chayve Arigen and the Chayve Chanika, and there was a second Beis HaKvaros for the Chayve Skila and the Chayve Sreifa. But the Rambam leaves out this halacha that by all meisim there's a din not to bury a Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. The Rambam brings the halacha of the Shtebot Tekvaros HaMisukon in Lebezdin. The Rambam brings that this is Gemara Gmirilo, is halacha l'moishim Yisinai. And the Rambam is mashmet the halacha that this applies to all meisim and kaven Rasha Eitzel Tzadik, the din by all meisim not to bury a Rasha Eitzel Tzadik. And the Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva in Yeridein, Simin Shin Ram Aleph is Mazbo, why is it that the Rambam is mashmet the halacha of Asugiv and kaven Rasha Eitzel Tzadik? And the Chassam Sofer is Mefaris, the Rambam understood that this halacha, this that we say Shtebot Tekvaros HaMisukonim Lebezdin is halacha l'moishim Yisinai. It's a gzeris hakosev, it's not because of the reason of Enkoivin Rosh HaEtzel Tzadik. The Rambam says it's dafka by Chayve Mises Bezdin, but we don't apply this halacha to all Mesim to say there should be a din of Enkoivin Rosh HaEtzel Tzadik. Zok the Chassam Sofer, the Rambam understood that it's a gzeris hakosev, afilu for a person would do tshuva gmura before he's Chayve Mises and Bezdin. And he's still Chayev Misa, Bezdin doesn't pater a person from his Chayev Misa just because he did Tshuva. Afilu Achid is a din that he should be buried in the Beis HaKvaros HaMiuchedes that Bezdin set aside. Chayev Skila, Chayev Sefer in one Beis HaKvaros, and Chayev Arigen, Chayev Chanika in the second Beis HaKvaros. In Kain, it's a Gzeris HaKosev, a din that applies to Chayev Misa's Bezdin, and we can't learn now from here to say in Kovin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik, and therefore the Rambam is Mashmet the Halacha of in Kovin Rosh Eitzel Tzadik. Sagt der Chassam Sofer, this that our Gemara says, Kol kach lomer lefi shen koivin rosha etzel tzadik, and we shouldn't bury a rosha chomer etzel a rosha kal. So how is the Rambam Farish our Gemara? Our Gemara doesn't have a chilek, it's mashna from our Gemara. The reason why Bezin was misakin two base akvarus is in order not to bury a rosha etzel a tzadik. Sagt der Chassam Sofer, the Rambam is mefarish, this is going a libe de Reb Shimon. The Gemara brings in other places that Reb Shimon is dorish time of the krah. Reb Shimon goes basa the reason of the pasuk, and Reb Shimon learns ad dinim from the time of the krah. But we paskin like the Rabbanan, that the Rabbanan are not dorish time of the krah, and we don't go basa a reason that we understand the reason of the pasuk to learn the halachas from the time of the krah. Meil Reb Shimon that's dorish time of the krah understands the reason why Bezin was misakin two beis akvarusin was because ein koyvin rosha etzel tzadik. And Meil Reb Shimon learns out to all other mason most of the halacha of ein koyvin rosha etzel tzadik. Mashenkin lefidu Rabbanan who are not dorish time of the krah. Now, Rabbanan learn it's exerus akosiv. There's a din to bury chayvim mises bezin a separate beis akvaros. And again, the time of the krah might be because in koyvin rosha etzel tzadik. But mikol makom that the Rabbanan are not dorish time of the krah. We don't learn the halachas from time of the krah. Meila we can't learn afmir the halacha of all mesim to have a din of in koyvin rosha etzel tzadik. And therefore, the Rambam learns the halacha of asugi is dafka liba de Reb Shimon. But the halacha we don't paskin this din of in koyvin rosha etzel tzadik. Like we mentioned, the Rambam is a das yechida. Rav Yishayim hold that there is a halacha in koyvin rosha etzel tzadik. We see from that shtei, but the shtei beis akvaros and misukon lebezin. We see there is a halacha in koyvin rosha etzel tzadik, and that's the psach and shulchan aruch ledino in koyvin rosha etzel tzadik, and we don't bury a rosha chomer etzel rosha kal. The Gemara is mamshich to discuss the psul dichoy by karbonis. If an animal got a psul, that the animal cannot be nikav on the mizbeach machmas the psul, and the psul comes off, do we say hoil v'nitcha nitcha? We say once the animal is nitcha for me nikav on the mizbeach, it's nifsa with dichoy, and the animal doesn't become back ready for the mizbeach. And this is a machlokes in the Gemara in Yuman Daf Samach Dalan and Aleph. There's a machlokes Rav and Reb Yochanan whether or not the din dichoy applies to balechayim. Shitas Rav is that balechayim ainan nidochin. That the psoldichoy doesn't apply to balechayim, it's dafkal achay shchitas habehema, that there's a din that once it's nitcha from the mizbech, it's nitcha and doesn't become back kosher. And Rav learns out as halacha from the din of mum over, that when the mum comes off, after an animal is nifsal with a mum, when the mum gets healed, the animal is ready to be nikav on the mizbeach. Ki mashchosam behem mum bum, it's only kozman it has the mum, it's nifsal on the mizbeach. Once the mum comes off, the animal is ready to be nikav. Zogt Rav, just like we find by a mum, it could become back to become roi, and we don't say it's nifsa with dichoy. Who are then all balechayim ainan nidachin? And Rabbi Yochanan says it's dafka by mumin ki mashchasam ben mum bam. It's a din dafka by mumin. It's a miyat dafka by mumin, but by other psulim there's a halacha of dichoy. And Rabbi Yochanan learns that from here the halacha that balechayim are also nidachin is a din dichoy by balechayim. And our sugi is going a libra de Rabbi Yochanan that there is a psul dichoy by balechayim. We learn af ki mashchosam ben mum bam, it's tafka by mum. Even when the mum comes off, the animal is ready to be nikav on the mizbeach. By sharp psulim, even after the psul comes off, the animal is nitcha and is not ready to be nikav on the mizbeach. And the Gemara brings a memory on ma'ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Achol chela ve'fish carbon ve'hem erdosai. If a person ate chela and is chayev a carbon, and he was mafish a carbon to bring for his chet of eating chaylev, and then he was heimer dosa, he was eved avay dezoyo, v'chozabo, and then he went and did tshuva. And kozman, he was heimer dosa, he was nifsal to bring a carbon, and now he's chozabo, he's chozab a tshuva, and he's now ready to bring the carbon again. Zakhtar b'ichon on hoyel v'nitcha yitcha. Once the carbon was nifsal to be nikav on the mizbeach, it was nitcha me'akrova, it's yitcha, the carbon is pasul, and even now that he's chozab a tshuva, the carbon is still nifsal and cannot be nikav on the mizbeach. The first halacha the Gemara brings by the psul dichoy is the psul of heimer dasa, a person who was eved avay dezara, he is pasul from being a carbon, his carbon is nifsa from being nikav on the mizbeach. And Rashi brings what's the psul of heimer dasa, one who is heimer dasa, why is it that his carbon is nifsa from being nikav on the mizbeach? So Rashi, a carbon kish heimer dasa is nitcha from being nikav, the mekablin carbon min amumrim. We cannot be mekabel a carbon from a mummer. Kidetanya, like the Gemara in Chulin and Avhamid Beis, brings me amhaoretz pratla mummer. The Gemara brings a miyat, me amhaoretz is me mayat, that we're not mekabel. The pasuk says we're only mekabel carbonus from amhaoretz, but we're not mekabel carbonus, it's me mayat, we're not mekabel carbonus min amummer. So Rashi learns the psul in our Gemara that our Gemara is discussing, al v'nitcha yitcha is the psul me amhaoretz pratla mummer. Toysis in Kedushin and Avzayim brings the psul of Kishahemir Dosa, is it that it's nifsa from being nikav on the Mizbeach, and Toysis brings the Gemara in Zvachim and Avavam Mabez, the Gemara learns from the Pasuk of Zevach Rishorim Tayeva, that the korban of Risham is a tayeva. From there we see that a person who is a mummer, his korban is, if he's a rasha, his korban is nifsa from being nikav on the mizbech. So Ktais is nifu v'beichin is saying, once he's meimer dasai, a person who's eved avoy desire, his korban is nifsa from being nikav on the mizbech, machmas the pasuk of zevach Risham tayeva. And tzorich lefarsh b'may pligi Rashi v'taisis, why is it that Rashi brings the pasuk of me'ama oretz prat l'mummer, and why is it that Taisus brings the pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva, and that's why we say in our Gemara, Hol v'nitcha yitcha. And in order to be mefarish, the machlikis Rashi and Taisus, we have to make them first to be mefarish. But is it that we need two psukim? Why do we need first the pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva, that we don't, that a Rosh's carbon is nifsaf and minikav and the mizbeach, and also a pasuk to be ma'it a mummer, that me'ama or it's prat la mummer, that we're not mekabel a carbon min a mummerim? And the ran in our sugi is mefarish al derech Taisus. The psul in our sugi heimedosa is the psul of Zevach Risham Te'eva. And Zokteran, it's dafka because of the psul of Zevach Risham Te'eva, but from the pasuk of Me'ama Oretz Prat L'Mummer, there would not be a psul of one who was Iver and Aver, and then he was Hifrish Korban, and afterwards heimedosa, he would still be able to makiv the Korban Machmas, the pasuk of Me'ama Oretz Prat L'Mummer. Zokteran, the pasuk that's in Ma'it, Me'ama Oretz Prat L'Mummer, is dafka if a person was a mummer b'shas techet. Bishas, he was over the chet, he was already a mummer, then he's nismait from the pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer, his carbon is nifsal and he's not mechuyiv in the carbon. Being that Bishas, he was over the chet, he was already a mummer, he's nismait from the pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer. But Zogderan, it's dafka if he was a mummer ready Bishas the chet. If Bishas the chet, he was not yet a mummer. And he, Bishas, he was over the Aveh, he was nischaiv in the carbon chatos. And afterwards, he was heimer dosoi, once he's mechuyiv already in the carbon. Afidofi was Heimer Dosa, he would not be nismite from the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer. And it's only from the Pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva, that being that he's a Rosha and his carbon is a Rosha's carbon and it's a Te'eva, it cannot be Nikav, that's why his carbon is Nifsal. Me'mela, that's why Dr. Ran and Dr. Isfis, the Miat and our Gemar of Heimer Dosa, that it's Nifsal from a carbon is from the Pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva. And the Fidah Ran and the Fitaisis Tzarech Lefarish, once we have the Pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva, what's the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer coming to be Mechadish? In all cases of a Mummer, it's always Zevach Risham Te'eva, so why do we need the Miat? Why do we need the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer? And the Mishnah Melech in Paragimel Milchishkogis is Mefarish, the Miat of Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer is coming to be Mechadish, a person who's a Mummer L'Dover Echot. If a person is a Mummer for Achilas Chalev, he's a mummer for Isi Avei of Achilas Chalev, and now he went and he was Eichel Dam. Could he be Makiv a carbon for his Avei of Achilas Dam if he's not a mummer from Ibnagi Achilas Dam? Mitzad the Pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva, a mummer le Dove Echad would not be Nechshav a Rosh, and he would still be able to be Makiv his carbon, he would still be able to be Makiv a carbon for his Chet of being Eichel Dam. It's only from the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer that's a might all mummerim, Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer, there is no Chiev Chatas on a person who is a mummer. And that's Ramayit, if Bishas Techet, the person's already a mummer, afilo mummer l'dover echad, and now he's being over a different aveiro, Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer would be Ramayit, that the person is not going to be Nischayev and Achatos. So the Pasuk of Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer is coming to Ramayit, a mummer l'dover echad, and the Pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva is Ramayit, that afilo if the person wasn't a mummer Bishas Techet, and he wasn't a mummer Bishas Te'afrosh's carbon, afilo achi, we cannot be makiv the carbon, being that now he's a rosh of Zevach Risham Te'eva, we can't be makiv such a carbon. The closest to be mefarish the sheet of Taisus and the sheet of the Ran and Asugya that this that Rabbi Yechanan says by Heimer Dosei the carbon is nifsal's machmas the pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva. But according to Rashi that Rabbi Yechanan says Heimer Dosei is possible of Me'am Oretz, we have to mefarish, but is it that we need two psukim? We have one psul Me'am Oretz Prat L'Mummer and a second psul from the Gemara in Zvachon and Avavam Abayis from Zevach Risham Te'eva. What's each halacha meisef on the other? Why is it that we need two psukim to passel the carbon of a Rasha? And Taisus in Chulin and Avheim at Beis, L'chayre is going in Shitas Rashi, and Taisus is Mefarish, why is it that we need other psulim once we have the Pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva? And Taisus is Mefarish, Machmas, the Halacha of Zevach Risham Te'eva by itself, once the person does tshuva, the carbon would be able to be Nikrav. It's Mavua from Taisus, Machmas, the Pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva, we would not create the psul dichoy. The psul dichoy is dafkif, the carbon is nifsal be'etzem. Dafkif, there's a psulim, the carbon, that the carbon can't be Nikrav. Mitzad the pasuk of Zevach Risham Te'eva alone, that if the carbon belongs to a Rosha, the carbon of a Rosha is a Te'eva, and therefore can't be Nikrav, it would not be a psul on the carbon, it would just be a din that we cannot be makiv the carbon, such a carbon is a Te'eva. But being that it wouldn't be a psul in the carbon, it would not create the psul dichoy, and once the person does tshuva and it's chayzer l'achsheiroi, the carbon would be able to be nikav on the mizbeach. Memele, it's understandable, is it that Rashi brings the pasuk of me'amaretz prat l'mumer? It's only machmas the isofa that we see from the pasuk me'amaretz prat l'mumer that it's a psul in the carbon. From there we see that if the bailam is a mummer, if the bailam is a rosha, the carbon is nifsal. Then we could see that even if the person does tshuva afterwards, the carbon is nitcha, and we say halva nitcha nitcha. And therefore Rashi and Asugi brings the pasuk of me'amaretz prat l'mumer, that's the ikur limud, the ikur mekor, that we see that it's a psul in the carbon, that we should say halva nitcha nitcha. That we say in Asugi halva nitcha nitcha is only because of the pasuk of me'amaretz prat l'mumer, that's megal, that it's a psul in the carbon. And therefore Rashi doesn't bring the pasuk of zevach rishon te'eva. Rashi brings the pasuk of me'am oretz prat l'mumer. But al-koponim, once we have the pasuk of zevach rishon te'eva, we still need the pasuk of me'am oretz prat l'mumer to tell us, even after the person does tshuva, that the carbon is still nifsal, that hoyl v'nitcha nitcha, the carbon is still a pasuk of carbon. But according to Rashi, we have to explain, once we have the pasuk of me'am oretz prat l'mumer, why is it that we need the pasuk of zevach rishon te'eva? Once we learn from me'am oretz prat l'mumer that the carbon is nifsal, and Rashi is chaylik on Taisfis, and Rashi holds that afilu in a tzir, that b'shastachet, the person was a kosher, and he was hifrish carbon, and then he was heimer dosa, we still have the miyat, of that we say, me'am ha'aretz prat l'mumer, so why do we need now the pasuk of zevach rishon te'eva? And the terrorist shitas, Rashi is l'choyin is bar from the divrei Rashi in the hemshich of the sugya. Rashi later on, when the Gemara brings the b'risa of Ir Nidachas, that if there was a kochim in Ir Nidachas, kochim Mizbeach is Yamusu. If they find kochim Mizbeach, Ir Nidachas, the kochim Mizbeach, there's Yamusu, and the kochim of the Kabayis is Yiftu, but they are nifsel for me nikav on the Mizbeach. And so the Gemara, ma Yamusu, even the ikta lavilu kapor velisku lugavoya, lav mishim damin and hol venitchu yitchu. And the Gemara is mefarish. The Gemara wants to say this that we say by Ayir Nidachas, that if they find Kochim Mizbech, it's Yamusu, it's because Hoyle Venitchu Yitchu. And Rashi is mefarish in the Vimaschel Hoyuba Kochim, Bi Anidachas, Einon Nisrafin, the Kochim Mizbech, and not Nisraf, from Shtolo, the Chsiv Shtolo, Vloy Shtol Shamayim. So, Rashi, Miyom Mikov Loy Kirvu, we cannot be Makiv the Kochim and the Karbonis of Ayir Nidachas, Mishim the Chsiv, Zevach Rishom Teva. And Rashi brings the pasuk of Zevach Rishom Te'eva, therefore the karbonus of Nir Nidachas cannot be Nikrav. The male of the halacha is Kochim Mizbeach Yamusu and Kochim Bedek Abayis is Yiftu. And the Achreinim ask, why is it that Rashi brings the pasuk of Zevach Rishom Te'eva? If Rashi earlier said the psul of why Hemer Dosei, the carbon is Nifsof of being Nikrav, is from the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'mumer, so is it that by when it comes to Nir Nidachas, Rashi switches the pasuk and Rashi brings the pasuk of Zevach Rishom Te'eva? Why doesn't Rashi bring again the pasuk that we cannot be makiv the karbonus of Nir Nidachas because of this halacha of me'am ha'aretz prat l'mumer, that we can't bring the karbonus of a mumer? So these avdei avrei deserve Nir Nidachas, we can't be makiv their karbon machmas the pasuk of me'am ha'aretz prat l'mumer. Why is it that Rashi brings the pasuk of zevach rishon te'eva? And there are two mehalchim and the achrinim to answer this kasha, to answer the steer in Rashi. Why is it that Rashi earlier brings the pasuk of me'am ha'aretz and Rashi here brings the pasuk of zevach rishon te'eva? The Mishnah Melech in Paragimol Melchish Gogus is mefarish that Rashi by Yeni Dachas had to bring the pasuk of Zevach Rishon Te'eva, being that it's la'acha misa sabaylim. So the Mishnah Melech, the halacha me'am ha'aretz prat l'mumer, is that we cannot bring the carbon of a mumer, the carbon of a mumer is nifsal from being nikav agabi ha'mizbeach. But so the Mishnah Melech, kol zez dafka, kol zman, the person is alive and still the carbon of a mumer. If it's a carbon that belongs to a mummer, this carbon is nifsaf and be nikav agabi amizbeach. I feel if the mummer is also tshuva, it's nidcha, and the carbon can't be nikav agabi amizbeach. But like the Mishnah Melech calls it bidafke be bechai of the mummer, then it's nismait from the pasuk of me'am ha'aretz prat l'mumer. But by Ir Nidachas, they were discussing la'acha, the misa of the Ir Nidachas, they killed out the city of the Ir Nidachas, and the carbon doesn't have a bailim anymore. It is now a carbon without a bailin, but if in the carbon could be nikav on the mizbeach, the carbon would be hukshet to be nikav agabi on the mizbeach. So the Mishnah Melech is dafka from the pasuk of zevach rishon te'eva, that even la'acham misoson, it's a carbon of a rosha, and a carbon of a rosha is a te'eva, that the carbon is nifsal afil la'acham misas abailim, even though it's no longer being nikav for the bailin, it's no longer being brought as eilus re'uva in the eilu of the Ir Nidachas, it's now being nikav as stam and eilu that we have. Afilachi being that it's zevach rishon te'eva and it's nifsaf and the din of zevach rishon te'eva that's megalatos of psula afilu lacha misa sabaylam. Zok the Mishnah Melech that meikar Rashi brings the pasuk of me'am ha'aretz prat l'mumer, that's the mekar that it's a psul that's chal on the carbon, but I would say the psul is only chal b'chai the baylam calls that it's being nikav be'ad the mumer. The psul is chal to be brought as a carbon for Pliny, to be brought for a mumer. La'acha moise that it's not being brought for Pliny, it's being brought stam as noila, I think the carbon is choizel la'achshevei. From this we have the gilu of zerach risham teiva, that afil la'acha misa sabaylam, the carbon itself is a teiva, and can't be nikar afil la'acha misa sabaylam. Mikamakam, according to the Mishnah Melech, we can see according to Rashi, why is it that we need the pasuk of zerach risham teiva? Why don't, according to Rashi, it would not be enough to have the pasuk of me'ama oetz prat l'mummer, to have a miyat that the carbon of a mummer is a pasuk of carbon. From the pasuk of me'ama oetz prat l'mummer, I would say the pasuk is only nidcha, the carbon is only nidcha, and nifsaf would be nikav as the carbon of the mummer. But once the mummer dies and the carbon is not being nikav as an oilus reuven, as the oilus ha mummer, now it's being nikav as taman oilu, I would say it's kosher to be nikav agabi amizbeach. For that we have the gili of zerach risham teva, that afil la'acha moisei also, the carbon is nifsaf and be nikav agabi amizbeach. Our Kaponim explained according to Rashi why we need the Pasuk on Me'am Ha'aretz to be Megalatos, that it's a psul in the Gufa carbon, and therefore it's Shaykh to have the Halach of Elvanitcha Nitcha, and the Halach of Zerach Risham Teiva is Megalatos, that afil la'acha misa sabaylam, also the carbon is being nifsa from Yenikav Agabi HaMizbeach. There's a second Mahalach to answer this theory of Rashi, is this that Rashi Me'ikar brings the Pasuk on Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'mummer, and Rashi later brings the Pasuk of Zerach Risham Teiva when it comes to Yenidachas, Rashi brings the Pasuk of Zerach Risham Teiva. The Rishash is mefarish that the psul of Zerach Risham Teiva is only a psul when it comes to carbon oila. When it comes to a carbon chatos, there is no psul of Zerach Risham Teiva. It's only when a person is coming to bring a dairin, coming to bring a present, he's coming to bring a present to the melech. If the person is a rasha, then the dairin he's bringing is a teiva. The melech doesn't want his presence. For there is a psul of Zerach Risham Teiva. Mashenka, when it comes to chatos, being that a chatas, a person is mechuyiv to bring, even if a person is a rasha, if he brings the carbon chatas, that is mechuyiv to bring the carbon, not a teyeva. It's only a teyeva for a rasha to bring a present to the melech, that's a teyeva. But something he's mechuyiv to bring, to be mechapra la'vinosev, that's not a teyeva, there is no halacha of zevach rishon teyeva. The Meile Zokt Rishash, in the beginning of the sugya, by Hemer Dosa, Rashi wants to explain afilo by a chatas also. The Meile Rashi brings the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'mummer, that's a miyat not only for a carbon oil, it's not only a psul in a carbon oil, but afilo a carbon chatos also is nismait Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'mummer, afilo the chatos of a mummer is possible for me nikar agabe amizbeach. Because of betchilas ha'sugya, mashenkin, when it comes to the sugya by Ir Nidachas, the Ir Nidachas that the Bezdin came and killed out the entire city. So when it comes to a carbon chatos, it's a chatos shemesu ba'alas from the chatos amesis, and anyways cannot be nikar agabe amizbeach. The entire sugya that discusses Kochi Mizbeach Yamusu and Kochi Bedek Abayis Yivtu is discussing an Eilon Neshlom, is discussing Karbonis of Nedava, which do not have the Halach of Chatoyis HaMesis, that if it's Meso HaBailam, it's Yamusu. So over there, Rashi brings the Pasuk of Zerach Risham Teiva. We don't have to come on to the Pasuk of Me'amarot Prat L'mummer, being that we're not discussing a Chatas, because it would be a Chatas HaMesu Ba'alel, we're discussing Dafka Nedavis and Eilon Neshlomim. Mele Rashi doesn't have to bring the pasuk of Me'am Ha'aretz Prat L'mummer, so Rashi brings the pasuk of Zerach Risham Teiva, that if a Rasha brings a Dairin, if a Rasha brings a Matan to the Melech, such a carbon is a Teiva, and it cannot be Nikav Agabi HaMizbeach. The Gemara brings another psul where the Halacha of Rabbi Yochanan applies that even if the carbon was Nifsa and then it's Choyzer Le'achsheve, the carbon is now Kosher, and the psul was Paka Afiloachi, we say Hoyl V'nitcha Yitcha, being that the carbon was once Pasul, the carbon remains Pasul, and we don't say the carbon is Choyzer Le'achsheve. And the Gemara brings the psul if the Bailam became a shaita. The Gemara brings the memra, mebiyamiyam, mebavoam, mebiyachanan, achal chaylev, vehifish carbon. If a person ate chaylev and he was mafish a carbon on the chet of eating chaylev, vinishtate, and the Bailam became a shaita. Zog the Gemara, agamu is chozev vinishtape, agam, the Bailam became healthy again, and now it's roy to be makiv the carbon. Still we say the halach of hoil vinitche yitche. And the Gemara is bringing this psul of the Bailam becoming a Shaita, Agam, the Bailam becomes healthy again. Still we say, once the carbon was possible, it is not Chayzer Le'achsheve. Rashi's Mefarish, what is the psul of the Bailam becoming a Shaita, that the carbon is now Nifsal to be Nikav, being that the Bailam is a Shaita? And Rashi brings that a Shaita, Nami Lav Bar Kaporehu, a Shaita is not a Bar Kaporeh, the Yaakov Oisei Le'tzoinikseh. The Pasuk tells us, Yaakov Oisei Le'tzoinei, a carbon is Nikav Le'tzoinei. And the Gemara tells us that we only accept the carbon if the carbon was nifrash letzoyne, if the person who was mafish the carbon, he was mafish his chattas, he was to the rotzen of the bailam. If the bailam was forced to be mafish the carbon is a pasul of carbon. Zogt Rashi, not only bishasti afrosh, it has to be letzoyne, but we see from this Gemara also bishasti akrova, also it has to be to the rotzen of the bailam. If the bailam was mafish the carbon and then the bailam became a shaita, being that bishasti akrova, it's not to the rotzen of the bailam, Dr. Gemara, that's also a psul in the carbon. The carbon is not being nikrav to the rotzen of the bailam, and that's a chesaron. And this that the pasuk says, Yaakov oisei litzaynei. And according to Rashi Yesh Lahor, the Gemara in Gittin on Dav Chav Ches Amar Aleph tells us the halacha v'sheleach hatosei from Medina Sayam. A person can send his carbon chatas without he himself coming to the Beis HaMikdash. He could be sheleach hatosei from Medina Sayam. And when makiv the carbon b'cheska sheukayim, we're not choishish that the Bailam died and it's a chatas shemesu ba'aleh. So again, that is a chazaka, there's a cheska sheukay, like the Gemara in Gittin is telling us we have a chazaka, we could assume the Bailam is still alive. But if there's another halacha that we can only be makiv a carbon to the rotzen of the bailam, how do we know the bailam still has a rotzen to be makiv the carbon? Maybe the bailam was choizer from this that he wishes to be makiv the carbon, and the carbon is pasul machmas this halacha of Yaakov oisei litzoni that there has to be a rotzen b'shas hakrova also. And the chayyot zarech leimer lefishitas Rashi for this that Rashi is mechadish that there's a din of rotzen b'shas hakrova also. Just like when at Choishish that the Bailam died, there's a Cheska Sheukayim, we could assume there's a Cheska Schayim, we assume the Bailam is still alive and it's not a Chata Shemesu Baleo. Who had if the Bailam had a Rotzen and the Bailam sent the carbon, we assume the Bailam didn't change his mind. And just like he had a Rotzen Bishas that he sent the carbon, we assume it's still Lert Soine, and therefore we could be Makiv the carbon, assuming that the Bailam still has a Rotzen to be Makiv the carbon and the carbon is a Kosher carbon. There is a second psul for this that if the bailam is a shaita, it's removed from our gemara. It's the carbon is nifsal for being nikar agabi amizbeach. The minchas baruch and simin yudches and afbeis brings as a second psul of the bailam becoming a shaita. The halacha is a chatas is only nikar b'makom that is a chiyav ti makar v'chatas. A person cannot be makar v'chatas b'nedava. Zok the minchas baruch a shaita is potem in a mitzvah. A shaita has no chiyav ti makar v'chatas. So I feel if a person is mafish a carbon chatas, and afterwards he becomes a shaita, being that he no longer has the chiv to makav a carbon chatas, we can't be makav this carbon. The carbon is being nifsal because the chatas is only nikav b'choiv, it's not nikav b'nadava, and being that the shaita doesn't have a chiv to being a carbon chatas, he is now potam in a mitzvahs. There's a psul in the carbon chatas that the chatas is not being bob b'choiv, the chatas is being bob b'nadava. Dr. Minchas Baruch, the reason why Rashi was nimna for being mefarish the psul of the Bailam becoming a shaita is because the chatas not being nikav b'choiv, it's being nikav b'nadava. And Rashi is mefarish, it's a chesaron in letzoyne, it's not being nikav letzoyne, being that the shaita doesn't have a rotzen, he doesn't have das anymore, is because the psul of a chatas not being bob b'choiv, it's not being bob b'nadava, it's only bob b'choiv, is dafka by a carbon chatas. And Rashi wants to tell us a psul that applies to a carbon nadava also, that applies to an oilin, applies to a shlomim also. If the Bailam is mafish a oila, or the Bailam is mafish a shlomim, and then the Bailam becomes a shaita, the carbon also can't be nikav, being that a carbon is only nikav letzoinai. If it would be machmas, the reason of the minchas baruch, that a chatas cannot be nikav if the Bailam is a shaita, because the shaita is potem in a mitzvah and doesn't have a chiv to being a carbon chatas, so it would be dafka a carbon chatas. Rashi wants to say a reason that applies to a carbon oila and a carbon shlomim also, and therefore Rashi is mechadish the reason of letzoinai. A carbon has to be nikav to the rotzen of the bailam afilu b'shas hakrov, not only b'shas hafrosha. Zok the minchas baruch, but according to Rashi, yesh la'ir from a ger shemes, the halacha is if a ger is mafish a carbon, a ger she'in le'bonim ve'in le'yorshim, and the ger dies and he was already mafish a carbon before he dies, the halacha is we can be makiv these carbonis, we can be makiv the carbon oil and the carbon shlom of a ger shemes. In fact, the minchas baruch, if there's a halacha that a carbon is only nikav to the rotzen of the bailam, and the Ger Shemes, there is no Rotzen, being that the Bailam is not alive anymore, and there is no Bailam, how could we be makiv a carbon of a Ger Shemes ve'in lo yoshim? Dr. Minchas Baruch, al korchach tzarech leimer, this halacha that we say, a carbon is only nikav to the Rotzen of the Bailam, is dafka if there is a Bailam. Kozman, there is a Bailam, it has to be to the Rotzen of the Bailam, if it's shaloy le Rotzen a Bailam, that's a psul in the carbon, and the carbon can't be nikav. And if the Bailam doesn't have das, and it's shaloy le Rotzen a Bailam, meaning that the Bailam doesn't have a positive rotzen to be makiv this carbon, then that's a psul in the carbon, and that's our sugya of a case of nishtata, afilu if it's chozer v'nishtape roel v'nitche nitche. But if there is no Bailam bechlal, then there is no halacha that it has to be dafka l'rotzen of the Bailam. There's only a din that has to be l'rotzen to the Bailam, but makam there is a Bailam, and melech according to Rashi, a ger shemes, he was mafish a carbon, and he dies, we can still be mafish the carbon, and there is no chesaron that it's not the rotzen of the Bailam, being that there is no Bailam, in Makom that there's no Bailam, there's no halacha that has to be to the Ratzon of the Bailam. Achaner says a chiddush to be miyashiv Rashi b'oifen acher, another mahalach to be mefarishitis Rashi to be miyashiv this that are only makiv a carbon to the Ratzon of the Bailam b'shas hakrova. And first after he makt in the hemshach of the Gemara says there's a tzvich of these two members of Rabbi Yechanan. The first member of Rabbi Yechanan of achel chela v'hefish carbon, and then he was hamer dosai, he said the halacha of hel v'nidche nidche, And the second member of Rabbi Yochanan that ochel chela ve'fish korban v'nishtata afilo fiz chazer v'nishtapa v'sayol v'nitche yitche. Zog the Gemara, we need both of these members, the Ashminan Kamaisa, the case of Hamardosa, Mishim the Iyu Dochi Nafshe B'yadayim. He is being matre the korban b'yadayim, he's creating the psul b'yadayim by this that he's being Hamardosa. Avahaiba, by a case of a shaita that he's not being Dochi B'yadayim, it's happening Memela, I would say we don't say the Aloch of El V'nitche Yitche, I would say Dicho is Dafka by Dochi B'yadayim. Zog the Gemara, well, hide the Memela Kaosi by a shaita, which is happens Memela and he's not being Dochi B'yadayim. Emoki Yoshin Dami, I would say he's similar to a person who is sleeping, and just like a person who is sleeping and then he wakes up, the carbon is still kosher, and we don't say Hoyle Venitche Yidche, who would then also, when something happens Memela by a Shaita, and then he becomes Chazer Venishtapa, I would say, being that it happened Memela, the carbon is not Nitche, and we don't say the Psal of Dichoi, Kamashmalan Rabbi Yechanan, that we do say the Psal of Dichoi if a person becomes a Shaita. Viashmin and Hacha, by the case of a Shaita, Mishim Deim Beyode Lachsa, it's not Beyode to be Mesakin, the carbon be Machsel Lechshere. Mashenken, by the case of Hemedose, which be yodit to be oise tshuva and make the carbon kosher. Again, I would say we don't say the halacha of dichoi. Kamashmal and Beichna, by Hemedose also, we say the halacha of dichoi, we say hol v'nitche yidche. On the marshal of the Gemara says that I would have a havamina, a shaita is dumya to a person who is sleeping. And just like a person who is sleeping and then he wakes up, we don't say hol v'nitche yidche. Hu adim, when it comes to a shaita, we would not say the halacha of hol v'nitche yidche. Kamashmal and Beichna, that a shaita isn't similar to a yashen. When it comes to a shaita, we say, v'nitche yitche. Again, by a sleeping person, we don't say the halacha of v'nitche yitche. Tosis is mefarish that the Gemara just means it as a mashal ba'alma. Zog Tosis, lav legam miki yoshin. Zog Tosis, even in the havamin of the Gemara, the bailam becoming a shaita would not be similar to the case of a person who goes to sleep. Zog Tosis, because the person who is sleeping is chazi afilu b'shashu yoshin. There is no psul in being makiv a korban b'shas that a person is sleeping. Afil if the bailam is sleeping b'shas the akrova, the korban is still a kosher a korban. So if the korban was never nifsal, there is no tzad that it should become dichoy. And Tosis brings a raya to this yesod that if the bailam is sleeping, there is no psul in the korban, and the korban is a kosher a korban. So Tosis brings the gemara that we mentioned earlier, the gemara gittin and av chav ches that a sheleach atosim imedina sayam is makiv and oisei becheska shilkayim. Fektosis, if a person sends his chatas from Medina Sayyam, agam there's a chazaka that he's still alive, why are we not choshish? Maybe the bailam is sleeping and we can't be makiv the korban b'shas the bailam is sleeping. We should need the bailam to be in the azorah in order to make sure that the bailam isn't sleeping b'shas the akrava. Zogtosis al kochach, a person sleeping is not considered a psul b'chlal, being that the person goes to sleep and he can wake up, and it's admitted in Memela that the person is going to wake up. Memela, there is no psul b'chlal that the bailam is sleeping. So this is what the Gemara is being medamed or shaita to a yoshein is just a mashal ba'alma. Just like by a yoshein kolaymar ki yoshein domi da afilu de lehavi chazi ein roi li yizdachi, even if we would say that a yoshein isn't roi to being a carbon, being that the memela missa, being that it's a midi de memela that the person is going to wake up, even if it would be such a halacha that a sleeping person is a pasul a carbon, still the carbon would be chazi la'echshevi and do not be the halacha of hel v'nitcha yitcha. So the Gemara have a havamina shaita is the same thing, that even though a shaita is a psul in the carbon, being that it's a midi de memela, that a person could be nishtap, I would have a havamina, there is no halach of hel v'nitche yitche, k'mashmon yabeichon and stafka by yoshim, which is a midi de memela, the person makes up. Mashenken by a shaita, that there are times a person doesn't become nishtape, it's not always that a person becomes nishtape, from this that he's a shaita, over there, zokta b'yeichon, and there is the halach of hel v'nitche yitche. Al kopanim it's mevu shita sa'atayisvist that this that the Gemara says ki yoshin dami is lavdafka like a yoshin. What the Gemara means to say is afilu if the person would be sleeping and that would be a psul in the carbon, still we wouldn't say hel v'nitche yitche. But avad the sleeping itself isn't a psul in the carbon. And the Mishenim achelik on Taisis Rabbeinu Yena and the Adama achelik on shita sa'atayisvist, and they hold that a person cannot be, we cannot be mak of a person's carbon while the person is sleeping. Being that there's a loch of leitzoni, like a sugi is mechadish, is a din that peshas te akrova, it has to be to the rotzen of the bailam. And a person who is sleeping doesn't have a rotzen, there's a psul in the carbon that we can't be makiv a carbon b'shas a person is sleeping. And the mele of the gemara is kipshute, I would have a havmina that a shaita is like a person who is sleeping. Just like a person who is sleeping and the carbon is nifsa le akrova, if you lochi, we don't say hol v'nitche yitche, who would in a shaita, I would have a havmina that if the bailam becomes a shaita, we would not say the aloch of hol v'nitche yitche. And Zokta Ben Yehuda, the answer to Taisvis Raya, Taisvis what a Raya from the Gemara Gittin and Daf Chav Ches, that a Sheleach Atosem in Medina Sayom, when we're Makiv and Oisei Becheska Shukayim, Zokta Ben Yehuda, being that they're being Makiv at a time that people aren't normally sleeping, we're not Choshish, the Bailam is sleeping. It's a davar rochuk that the Baalim should be sleeping at this time in the middle of the day, and we're not choshish for this that the Baalim is sleeping, and therefore we keep makiv the korban becheskas that the Baalim is awake. But in a chanami, if it would be a tzir that we knew for sure the Baalim was sleeping b'shastia krova, that would be a psul in the korban. Achunesa is a chiddush to be mefarish the Gemara and Gittin and Daf Chav Chesef Shaleach Atosim in Medina Sayom. And with this chiddush, yesh liyashiv the sheet of the Yadamar Nebeni Yaina, that if a person is sleeping, the carbon is nifsal and can't be makiv a carbon b'shas the Bailam is sleeping. And huodin lefizeh, yesh liyashiv the kasha we asked earlier on Rashi, that according to Rashi, that the carbon has to be nifsal to the rotzen of the Bailam, hakwi b'shaleach Atosim in Medina Sayom. Why are we not choshish? Maybe the Bailam was choizve and b'shas te akrova, there is no rotzen of the Bailam. And Zokt Aruch Loner, the Chiddush that's mevuah in our sugi, that a korban has to be nikav to the rotzen of the Bailam b'shas akrovo, is not the pshat that the rega of the akrovo b'shas the koin is being makiv the korban, there has to be a positive rotzen of the Bailam in order for the korban to be a kosher korban. B'shas the actual akrovo, I feel if the Bailam doesn't have a rotzen, the korban is a kosher korban. And Zokt Aruch Loner, the reason is because the Bailam gave over the korban to the koin. B'shas the mesira of the Bailam to the koin, and the Bailam is giving it over that the Kohen should be makiv the korban. There's a rotzen of the Bailam b'shas is being meiseret to the Kohen, that the Kohen should be gomer this rotzen and be makiv it on the Mizbeach. And that's nechsha that the korban is being nikav letzoyne, being that he was meiseret to the Kohen letzoyne, and now it's piyara Kohen, and the Kohen is going to be makiv it on the Mizbeach. And I feel if the Bailam is chayzer afterwards, being that the korban is no longer biyodeh, that's not nechsha v'chazorah. The time that we need the rotzen of the Bailam is the rega that the Bailam is being moiser, the korban that should be given over to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and it's yotza from the yad of the Bailam. From that point on, we don't rechem b'chlal with the rotzen of the Bailam. The l'tzoynei is mechadish to us that not only b'shas the afrosher of the korban has to be l'tzoynei, but b'shas the mesira that the Bailam is giving it over and he's being moitzim miyodei, it has to be l'tzoynei. Once he's moitzim miyodei to be nikav l'tzoynei, when one is going with that rotzen and makiv it on the mizbeach, it's nechshav, it's being nikav to the rotzen of the Bailam, being that the Bailam was moitzir l'tzoynei. But kolzman, it's b'yada Bailam, that's when it has to be l'tzoynei. When it's yotzef in the yada Bailam and the Bailam no longer has the carbon, he was moitzir with the rotzen that should be nikav agabi on mizbeach. From that point on, we don't consider b'chlal the rotzen of the Bailam, and it's nechshav akrov l'tzoynei, I feel if the Bailam is choyzeh. The male doctor Chana, I feel if we have to say that if a person is sleeping, there's a psul in the carbon because the carbon has to be nikav letzoyne. It's not the pshat that b'shas the akrov, the Bailam has to be awake. B'shas the akrov is not the rega that we have to have a rotzen of the Bailam. If a person is sleeping, it's a psul that b'shas the mesira that the carbon is nimsar to be nikav agabi amizbeach. The Bailam has to give it over letzoyne. If the person is sleeping and someone else comes and takes the carbon as makav ragabi amizbeach, being that the mesiras are carbon liad ashliach wasn't to the rotzen of the Bailam, that would be a psul in the carbon. But a shaleach atosif in Medina Sayam, being that the mesira was done letzoyne, he gave it over to the shliach, he was meitzi miyodei letzoyne, and the shliach is going to go now to be makav in the Beis HaMikdash, that's nechshav letzoyne, I feel if the Bailam is sleeping b'shasti akrova. And it's not shver toisus raya, this that toisus brings a raya that a yoshin is not a psul, because why are we not choshish, maybe the Bailam is sleeping. I feel if the Bailam would be sleeping b'shas te akrova, being that the mesira was letzoyne, it's still a kosher a carbon. And who did it's not shver on Rashi, this that we asked, that Rashi says that we nikav letzoyne, why are we not choshish, maybe the Bailam was choyzer. I feel if the Bailam would be choyzer, also the carbon is a kosher a carbon. Being that shaleach atosim im dinas ayam, it was a mesira letzoyne, the Bailam was moitzim miyodei betzoynei. Now when we go to makiv the korban, we're just being going with that rotzen that the Bailam had b'shas he was meitzim miyodei, and therefore it's nechshav a korban that's been nikav letzoynei. I feel if the Bailam is later chayzer and doesn't want the korban to be nikav, the meila shaleach atosim imedinas ayam makivin ayse b'cheske shukayim. But if the Bailam became a shaita before the mesira of the korban, he was hifish korban, and before he was meiser the korban over to be nikav agabi amizbeach, the Bailam became a shaita, that's the arsugya, where arsugya brings the halacha that that's considered a psul in the carbon. And afilu if he is chayziv in ishtapa, the halacha is hayl v'nidche yidche. We have the halacha of Bali Chaim Nidachin that according to Beichlin, the carbon is nifsat v'makev agam, that the psul was already paka and the carbon was chayziv lech sheret. The Gemara and Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis brings the halacha, this that we say, a meis v'chol anikpa ima is aser ba'ano, is dafka dvarm that are not mechubu lekarka. But on something that's mechubu lekarka, then we don't say this halacha, that a meis v'chol anikpa ima is nasa ba'ano, and it's mutter ba'ano. The Gemara brings the meisa from the kever of Rav, havishakli minei afro le'ishta bas yema. People were taking offer from the kever of Rav, and it was a school of three to be merapid themselves from the chayli of ishta bas yema. They came and they told Shmuel this, that people are taking offer from the kever of Rav, and Shmuel said, Yos Avdon, the people who are taking it are correct. Karka oilam hu, vikarka oilam ainin neseris. It's karka oilam, and karka oilam is not nesa, and if it's mutaba non, people can take offer from the kever of Rav. And Shmuel brought a pasuk, the chsiv, ayashlich esafore al kever b'nei ha'om, makish kever b'nei ha'om la'avidus kechavim. Just like by Avodah Zor, we find that by Mechubur, there is no Isra Anah on Avodah Zor when it's Mechubur Lekarka. So too, when it comes to the Isra Anah of a Kever, if it's Mechubur Lekarka, there is no Isra Anah. And the Gemara asks the Kash on this member of Shmuel, on this Halacha, that Shmuel is Mechadish, that there is no Isra Anah by Kever, which is Mechubur Lekarka. If a person digs out a Kever for his father, V'holach V'kover B'makim Acher, and when it came to Shas Kfura Sov, the person went and he did not bury his father in the cave which he set aside for his father. He went and buried him somewhere else. Zokter Braisa, still the cave that he set aside for his father, Areza Lo Yikover Boy, the person cannot be buried in the cave which he set aside for his father. The cave is Nesa Ba'ano. Zokter Gemara, we see Agam, the cave is Mechubul Lekarka. Afilu Achi, it's Nesa. So we see the Isra applies Afilu to Mechubul Lekarka. And the Gemara answers, Achor Ma'askinam b'kever binyam, we're discussing that it wasn't he dug out a kever from the ground, and we're dealing with a mechubu l'karka, we're dealing offer a mechubu l'karka, because that avadi of Shmuel's halacha, that offer a mechubu l'karka isn't nesar ba'ano. This that we say, that the chutz of kever l'over v'arezeh lo yikover b'aylam, is to discussing a kever binyam, it's discussing a dover that isn't mechubu l'karka. U'ba'ayfin zeh, the kever is nesar ba'ano, s'mameila chutz of kever l'oviv, Harizalei Kaver Ba'ilamis is discussing by Kaver Binyan, then the Kaver is Nasa Ba'ano. And Rashi's Mefarish, this that we, the Brisa says, the case by Chaitzev Kaver La'aviv, it's Mashmetz Dafka Alocha, it's Kaver Aviv, and it doesn't apply to other people. Zok Rashi, it's Lav Dafka. Lo Yikaver by Ben Ilamis, the Chivan, the Huzmal, the Lemeis, once the Kaver is Muzman for a Meis, it's Nasa B'chalano. And the Gemara says, Huadin Nami, Yim Chotzev L'Tzorich Yishacher, Huadin, if he went and dug the cave for somebody else, the cave is Nesa Ba'ano, and therefore the Gemara is being arrived from here that the cave which is set aside for Mace is Nesa Ba'ano, Agamitz Mechubu Lekarka. And Toysis and Divya Maschel is Eisvei is Ma'ir. Why did the Gemara assume that a Chaytziv Kever La'av of the Isra Ano is the same Isra Ano of every single Mace, a Dover that's set aside to the Mace, that it's Nesa Ba'ano? Maybe we should say that the reason why a Chaytziv Kever La'av is Le'ikover Ba'ilam is that Agamit Sad Hilchis Mesim, if we're set aside for a different person, it's Mechubu Lekarka and the Kever isn't Nesa Ba'ano. But Mikamakim is Allah of Kavod Aviv. If the Kever is set aside for his father, it's not covered for his father, for the Ben to be Nikbar in a Kever that was set aside for the father. And on this Allah that we say it's not covered for the father to the Ben to be Nikbar in the Kever of the Av, that applies a few to Mechubu Lekarka also. So in the Chanami Shmuel's halacha is emes that when it comes to Mechubu Lekarka, a kever isn't Nesa Ba'ano because it's dafka similar to Avodah Zorah, which is a dover that isn't Mechubu Lekarka. But when it comes to the halacha of covered for his father, that applies afilo by a dover Mechubu Lekarka also. And in Cain, being that it applies to even a dover Mechubu Lekarka, that's why we have the halacha of the Brais of Le'ikover by Elamis. And Tosis has a svar to be matcha this kasha. Zog Tosis, the ibi Mechubu Le'mitzah klal ba'almo mishim covered avarim le'yosah. If it would be the halacha that when it comes to Mechubu Lekarka, there is no Isra Ano Bechlal by Kvarim, and a Kever that's Mechubu Lekarka doesn't become Nesar Ba'ano, if you after the Mace is Nikbar there, it does not become Osar Ba'ano because it's Dumya Davay Dezorah, it's not Mistaber that Mishim covered over, which means it's Chadish and Isra, feel on a Dover Mechubu Lekarka. The Gemara holds these two things are similar, that if there's Bechlal no Isra on a Kever, I feel by Mechubu Lekarka, then who Adin when it comes to covered over, if it's not going to ask a Dover Mechubu Lekarka, it would only be on a Dover that's Ain Mechubu Lekarka. The Torah in Yeridei in Siman Shin Samach Dalet brings a machlokes b'negei this svar of Tosis. Do we say that covered aviv is cholak and ras is afilu by mechubu lekarka also? And the Torah brings this halacha of a chaytze kever la'aviv v'kavu b'makim acher. They buried the father somewhere else. It's like you cover by huay lamis mishum kvayd aviv. Zok the Torah aval acher mutil covered by somebody else could be buried there. Zok Tosis zok the Torah v'yeshayim dafka bekever binyan aval karka ilam shari. This entire halacha of covered by Ilamis, that is halacha of the covered for his father, a ben should not be buried in the kever of the av, is dafka by a kever binyan. Mashenki, when it comes to karka ilam, it's not nesa mishum covered of him, and there is no halacha not to be covered the ben in the kever of the av that was set aside for the father, b'mokim that it's in the karka and it's not a kever binyan. And zok the Torah, this is all Shitas Tosis. The Ramban Kosav, even the time of Mishim covered Aviv, being that the reason why by a Kever Binyan, the Isser is Machmas covered Aviv, the reason why the Ben can't be buried is this Allah that's not by Kavadik to the father to bury the Ben in a Kever which was set aside for the father. Zok the Ramban, once the Isser is Machmas covered Aviv and not Machmas to Isser and Elva Meis, Afilu Kark Eilam Nami Yosef. Zok the Ramban, Machmas covered Aviv, it's not only Osser by Kever Binyan, who had been by Kark Eilam, also there's an Isser. And Akoponim, we have a machlokes, the Ramban in Tosfos, Shita said Tosfos is just like in our sugya, there's a halacha by Yisui Anov, a kever, it doesn't apply to Mechubu Lekarka, who a din, there is no chesaron in covered aviv, that there's no din, a ben can't be buried in Karka Olam, which was set aside for the kever of the father. And the Shita in the Ramban is, Yishlech Kalakting covered aviv, and this Anov, a kever, that again, when it comes to the Isra Anov, a kever, by Mechubu Lekarka, there is no Isra Anov, it's Mutaba Anov. Covered up with that I feel by Karka Olam, if there's a kever that's set aside for the father, the ben shouldn't be nikvah by Olamis. And according to the Ramban, it's Hodja Kusha Toysis Laduchte. What's the raya of the Gemara? The Gemara brings a raya from this brisa of Chaytziv Kever La'aviv, Harezel are covered by Olamis. The Gemara is being a raya. We see there's an Isra Anah feel by Mechubal Karka. What's the Gemara's raya Bechlal? Maybe I feel if there is no Isra Anah by Mechubal Karka when it comes to the Isra Anah of a kever. But Machmu is covered over this halacha of a reza lo yikover by Elamis. And the Beis Yosef in Siman Shin Samach Daled brings that the Ramban himself answers this kasha. And the Ramban in Torah Sa'odim answers like the Ramban, this our sugi is going a libe de Abaye. The Gemara later brings a machlikas Abaye and Rava. Shitas Abaye is that Azmona Milsi. And Shitas Abaye is that if a cave is set aside, the Azmon of making something into a cave is enough to ask it by Anah. And Shitas Rava is that as mona lav milsihi, setting something aside, being mazmin something as lav milsihi, is not enough to ask for something by Anah. They need actually to be mishtamish to use it as a kever in order to get the Isra Anah of being a kever, but the as mona, the setting it up and setting it aside to be a kever is lav milsihi, it does not ask it by Anah, is not kever something as a kever. Zakti Amban, our sugi is going according to the Shita of Abai. Abai holds as mona milsi that if a person sets aside a kever, la mashal, a kever binyan, he sets aside as a kever, the kever is now nesa ba'ana machmas, this that the person was mazmin the kever and set it aside to be a kever. And in kena chaytziv kever la'aviv, the Gemara could be mukumit by kever binyan. By kever binyan, we could say that the halachas of as mona of a kever, that just like when something is set aside to be a kever, it becomes nesa ba'ana. If something is set aside to be kever aviv, then it's chal the halacha of covered aviv. So according to Abaye, we can say that the Yisui Anah of a Kever and the Yisuim that come out of Kavod Aviv are the same; they're similar to each other. And whenever something is enough to be Nesar Anah, Machmas, the Halacha of a Kever, who adin, it's Machmas Kavod Aviv, it could be Nesar Ba'anah. Or because according to the Shita of Abaye, Zakhtar Amban, according to the Shita of Rava, Korchach Tzorich Lechalg, within the Halachas of a Kever becoming Asar Ba'anah and the Halacha of something being Asar Machmas Kavod Aviv. According to Rava, that as mona lav milsi, if a person sets aside a kever, even a kever binyan, the kever isn't nesa ba'anah until a mace is buried there. And the b'raisa of is mefurish that a chaytz of kever la'aviv, agam, his father was never buried there. This that it was set aside for his father, there's a halacha machmes covered aviv, aveza lo yikover by elamis. So akorchach, according to Rava, there's a chilik between chaytz of kever la'aviv, that machmes the halacha of covered aviv, agam, there's a halacha of as mona lav milsi, there's still a chesaron in covered aviv, and the ben can't be nikva by elamis. Zog the Ramban, once we see according to Rava, there's a chilk being covered over and the halacha of a kever being asa ba'anah, who would then when it comes to the halacha of karka olam, isn't nesa ba'anah by a kever? Kol zadafka by the yisui ha'anah of a regular base akvaris, a regular kever is nesa ba'anah. Over the others, a din that karka olam isn't nesa ba'anah. But when it comes to the halacha of covered over, that a chaytz of kever l'aviv, over there, afilu karka olam also, there's a halacha machmas covered over, not to be nikfa by olamis, hagam karka olam isn't nesa, still there's a chesaron in covered over. Because we see Rava has to be mechalak between the halach of kavod av and the halach of a kever being asa ba'anah. Because according to the Rava, as mona lav milsi, and afilu achi, the Braisa says, when it comes to av, somebody set aside a kever for the father, ha'rezele kavod by Elam, is this that it was set aside for the father, is a chesaron in kavod aviv. And l'chayu, this svar of the Ramban is muchach, that according to Rava, there's a chilik between kavod aviv and the Isra Anah, that a kever is nesa ba'anah. So is it that Taisvi says that it should be that two halachas are similar to each other? In Shita Sa'atayis, Taisus learned the Gemara's raya was that the halacha of kavod aviv is similar to the halacha of a kever being asa ba'anah, and dafka b'makim that a kever is asa ba'anah, there's a chesaron machmis kavod aviv of the ben of leikavod by elamis. But in karka olam, there is no chesaron of kavod aviv, and the ben could be nikfar in the karka olam of a kever that was set aside for the father. And lechayu lefi Shita Sa'atayis tzorich lechalik. This that enechanami, the svar of the Ramban is correct, that avada is a svar to be mechalak being covered aviv and the halacha of a kever being nesar ba'anah. But that's all in something which could be nesar. If we're handling something that could be nesar, just as a chesaron that the azmona is not enough to aser it, it's not yet nikva as a kever, being that it was only azmona and Rava holds azmona lav milsi. It's a dover that could be nesar. Let's say we're discussing a kever binyan, if a mace would be buried, it would be nesar ba'anah. Only now the mace wasn't buried, there was only Azmona is not enough to ask it ba'anah. Over there, Zok the Gemara, there's a chilek calls it dafka by the Israel no vekever dafka when the mekever is nikbar shom. That's when it's nesar ba'no. Mashenki, when it comes to the halacha of kavod aviv, over there hasman is a milsi. When it comes to kavod aviv, there's a chesaron in kavod aviv to bury a son in a kever that was set aside for the father. But it's a kever that would be nesar ba'no by a regular person as long as the mace would be buried there. It's only a chesaron hasman alav milsi. So when it comes to kavod aviv, even if hasman alav milsi, still there's a chesaron in kavod aviv. Mashenki, when it comes to karka olam, Tosfos holds that then it's doimed to a case of a kever, a regular person. If a regular person, afilo after he's buried there, we would say it's not nesar ba'no, because karka olam isn't nesar, it's not a mitzad the kever, mitzad the kever itself, it can't become nesar ba'no, afilo if the mace would be nikvasham, it's not a chesaron in the azmano, it's a chesaron mitzad the kever, that's not nesar ba'no. Over there, Tosfos holds it's a svar, just like the kever can't be nesar ba'no, who had then also, machmis covered aviv, there wouldn't be a chesaron in covered aviv, to bury the son in karka olam that was set aside for the father, being that such a thing is never nikva as a kever, I feel like they burying a meis sham, it's not nikva as the kever enough. Karka olam is a nesar, it doesn't become asar ba'no, who adin, there is no chesaron in kavod aviv, and the ben could be nikva in the karka olam that was set aside for the father, as long as the father wasn't buried there. The Gemara then brings another raya, akasha on Shmuel, just that Shmuel said the kever that's mechubu le karka isn't nesar ba'no. And the Gemara brings Toshma, Nimtza, Ta'imir, Sholish, Kvaris, saying there are three halachas of three different types of Kvaris. Kever HaNimtza, Kever Yedua, and Kever HaMazik, Esarabim. There's a Kever which is found, the Kever HaNimtza, there's a Kever Yedua, which is a Yeduadik Kever, and then we have a Kever which is being Mazik, the Rabim. And the Bryce says, Mefarish, by Kever HaNimtza, then it's Mutter Lefanoise, it's Mutter to empty out the Kever by a Kever HaNimtza to take the mace out. But after it's Pino, after we take out the mace, Mekoimai Tar, the Makam of the Kever is Tar. And Dr. Braisa, this Kever also is Mutter Ba'no. By a Kever Yedua, then the Aloha is, it's also Lefanoise, it's also to take the mace out of the Kever. Pino, if a person took the mace out of the Kever, then Mekoimai is Tame, the Makam of the Kever is still Tame, I feel, after the mace is taken out. And Dr. Braisa, it's also Ba'no, a Kever Yedua is also Ba'no. But by a kever which is being mazik the rabbim, a kever which is in the way and it's mazik as a rabbim, in such a case, the halacha is mutter lefanoise, it's mutter to take the mace out, and mipino mekoyme is tar. Over there, Chazal were not geyser on the makom, being that it's being mazik as a rabbim, therefore mekoyme is tar. But Dr. Bryson, mikol makom, it's still aser ba'no, I feel by a kever a mazik as a rabbim, the halacha is that it's still aser ba'no. Mikol makom, it's mavua that a kever is aser ba'no, I feel if it's mechubu lekarka. And the Gemara is matcha again, achanami bekever binyan. Here also we're discussing a kever binyan, and we're not discussing a kever that's mechubu lekarka, and therefore it's nesar ba'no. On the etzem halacha of the Braisa, this that the Braisa brings the halacha of a kever ha-nimtza and a kever ha-yedua. What's a kever ha-nimtza and what's a kever ha-yedua? Rashi's mefarish, a kever ha-nimtza is kegoin chiu chodesh, it's a new kever, v'yodeya bala asodesh shalai tziva me'ilim lekoivre sham. The one who owns this field knows that the person who is buried there shaloi b'shus. He knows that he never gave b'shus to bury a person there, and if there's a mace nikbar sham, it was nikbar shaloi b'shus. That's a kever ha-nimtza, that it's mutter lefanoise, and if it's pino, mekoyma yistar. Zogt Rashi, by a kever yedua, it's nikbar sham midas bala sode. A kever yedua is a person who was buried midas bala sode, he's nikbar b'shus. Over there, the halach is that it's also lefanoise, and in pino, mekoyma yistame. On this day, Rashi's Mefarish, a Kever HaNimtza is discussing a tzir that's Yedea Bala Soda, that he was like Tziva Me'ilim, that somebody should be buried there. Kenir, it's a Machlikis Rashi in the Tur. The Tur is Mefarish, the case in Yardayin, Simen Shin Samach Dalet, the case of a Kever HaNimtza is that if it's a Suffolk, whether or not the person was buried there, Bershus or not, we don't know for sure that the person had Bershus. But Eifin Zed, as the Aloch of a Kever HaNimtza, the Aloch is Mutter Lefanoisev in Pino, Mekoyme is Tar. The Torah is mashma afilo misafik. Also, we assume it's a kever ha-nimtza, and the halach is that it's mutter lefanoisev in pino mekay meitar. And kenira, this is chelik on Rashi. Rashi was mefarish the case of a kever ha-nimtza that it's yedua he was nikbar sham shalai b'shus. It's mashma of a machlikis Rashi in the Torah. According to Rashi, if it's a safik, if it was nikbar b'shus, the halach is that it's aser and mechayshish that maybe it was nikbar b'shus. And according to the Torah, afilo misafik. Also, it's mutter. It's dafka if it's yedua that it's b'shus. Then the halacha is also lefanoisev in pino mekay meis tamei. Only lechayer then there's a steer in divrei Rashi, because Rashi by keva yedu as mefarish and nikbar sham midas palasode. Rashi is mefarish that a keva yedu is discussing it here that it's nikbar sham midas palasode was nikbar b'shus, and it's mashra from Rashi dafka if we know it was nikbar b'shus, but if it's a suffik if it was b'shus or shalai b'shus, then it would be mutter, then it's mutter lefanoisev in pino mekay meis tar. And l'chayutz a stira in the mashmoyis of Rashi. What's the halacha if it's a suffik, if it was b'shus, suffik shalei b'shus, what's the din? Rashi's mashma by keva anim tzad tzdafka if it's yedua that shalei b'shus, and by keva yedua Rashi's mashma tzdafka if it's yedua that it was nikbar b'shus. And the chazanish is matcha that Rashi by keva yedua doesn't mean to say we know for sure he was buried shom b'shus. Rashi means to say that minastam, if we don't know he was buried shalei b'shus, we could assume he was buried b'shus, and therefore it's also l'fanaisim in pinah mekay me'asa. Rashi is saying that not only misafik, if it's a safik b'shus, safik shalei b'shus, not only it's also misafik, but by mocking that it's a safik, it was nikbar b'shus, we could assume it was buried b'shus, we're not choshesh, it was buried shalei b'shus, and if it's also midin vaday, it's also l'fanoisiv in pino, mekoy me'zase. Rabbi Kveg in the tshuva is miyashiv the stira of Rashi, and Rabbi Kveg is also mefarish with this, that there is no machlikis Rashi in the Torah. So to Rabbi Kveg, Rashi earlier is mashma that the isra anah of a keva is learnt out from Egla Arufa. Rashi in the beginning of the sugya brings that we learn out the isra anah of a keva, it's nilmad from the isra anah of an Egla Arufa. So to Rabbi Kveg, it's mashma from Rashi that the isra anah of a keva is not an isra medarabonin, it's an isra menatayra. It's a real drosha, it's Yalfusuf Meglarufa, that it's also ba'anah, and there's an isra nimidereisa to be nana from a keva. So to Rabbi Kveg, Mamela Rashi is telling us by a keva animtsa, it's dafka fits yedua that it's shalei b'shus. Being that Rashi holds it's an isra deraisa to be nana from a keva, if it's a suffik b'shus, suffik shalei b'shus, b'makim a suffik is suffik deraisa l'chumra, and dafka fits yedua that it's shalei b'shus, then it's mutter ba'anah. But if it's not yedua that it's shalei b'shus, it's a suffik b'shus, suffik shalei b'shus, then we have to be chayshish, maybe it's b'shus, suffik deraisa l'chumra, and it would still be aser ba'anah. And being that the braisa says it's mutter ba'anah, Rashi's mefarish the tzir to be that we're discussing a case where it's yedua that it was nik b'sham shalei b'shus. Manshenki, when it comes to the second case, the case of a keva yedua, by a keva yedua, Zakrashi was yedua that it's b'shus, being that the braisa is discussing three halachas, isa l'fanoisa in pino, mikon mezasa, and it's aser ba'anah. And even if the isra knows an isra min atayra, but the isra to be mefane, the isra lefanoisiv in pino, mekoy meitame, that's only dinam midirabonon. And by mocking that it's a suffik, agam would still be aser ba'anah because suffik deraisa l'chumra, mitzah the din of isra lefanoisiv in pino, mekoy meitame, that's a suffik derabonon and suffik derabonon lehakel. Being that the braisa says it's aser lefanoisiv in pino, mekoy meitame, and it's aser ba'anah, the braisa asks afilu by the isra derabonon, so Dr. Ashi was discussing it too with Yadua Shehu Bishus. Memela Rashi has a mashmois that misafik it wouldn't be included in the Brais of Bechlau. The Reish is discussing Vadei Shalei Bishus and the Sefer is discussing where is Vadei Bishus. B'makam that it's a safik, then the halacha would be that it's mutter lefanoisei in pino mekoy meitar, but it would still be aser ba'anah. The Yisui de Rabbanon, we would say safik de Rabbanon lehakel. Mitzad Yisui de Reisa, we would say safik de Reisa lechumra. Memela Rashi is not mefarish any of the tziurim of the Brais to be discussing a case of a safik. Because in the case of a safik, it'll be mutter lefanoisei in pino mekoy meitar, but it would still be aser ba'anah because isra anah is isra deraisa. So to Kvege and Kemi can be mefarish, the Rashi and the Torah aren't arguing. The Torah, when he brings the halacha of a safik b'shus, safik shalei b'shus as mutter, the Torah is discussing the din of being mefane and in pino mekoy meitar. The Torah isn't discussing b'chlal the isra anah, he doesn't mention over there the isra anah. M'meila mi safik, zok the Torah, if it's a safik b'shus, safik shalei b'shus, it's mutter lefanoisei in pino mekoy meitar. Being that the Isra is an Isra de'abonon, Safik de'abonon lehakel. And this is also even the Fi Rashi. This that Rashi is mefarish, we're discussing a case of Vadei Shalei B'shus, is because Rashi is also discussing the Isra Anah. Rashi wants to know why it's Mutter Ba'anah, that's Dafka B'makam, that's Vadei Shalei B'shus. But if it's a Safik B'shus, Safik Shalei B'shus, then it'd be, one has to be Cheshish, Safik De'Raisa L'chumro, and it's Aser Ba'anah, but Mitzad Isra de'abonon, it'd be Mutter Lefanoisei and Pino Mekoy Meitar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.